Are we getting enough vitamin D? Well, it seems that many of us may not be, and it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with our diet. Lynn McTaggart, from What Doctors Don't Tell You, has been looking at the role of vitamin D and why it's not really a vitamin at all.
A vitamin is a molecule that's essential to the health and the normal functioning of the body, and it's something the body's not able to make for itself. But the vitamin D the body actually uses is a chemical that behaves more like a hormone. It's more like a messenger that targets certain bodily organs to ensure that they are performing healthily. And the body actually does make its own vitamin D from components in certain foods and most of all from ultraviolet light. So in most parts of the world, we get most of what we need in terms of vitamin D from sunlight and then the rest from the diet. Because we're depending on outside sources, that's why it gets classified as a vitamin.
So if you don't have enough vitamin D, what's going to happen to you?
We know that, and it's been known for a long time, that vitamin D is important for bone health because it metabolizes calcium from various dietary sources. And then it incorporates this calcium into the skeleton and repairs bone. But recently, the research has shown that the really important and lesser known roles for vitamin D in protecting a bunch of things, including the immune system. It is essential in cardiovascular health, in helping the heart, and it's even helpful in preventing some forms of cancer. We know vitamin D now helps to lift our moods and that it's really essential for the treatment of things like seasonal affective disorders, SAD.
Now, we know, of course, that one of the big things about vitamin D is that it prevents rickets, and yet there seems to be a big increase in rickets, particularly in the UK. Any idea why that might be?
Well, yeah, I think it has to do with modern day sun phobia. We are now being told everywhere that the sun is dangerous for us. I mean, in generations past, sun was used as a treatment. People who were ill were sat out in the sun. But now we go out and we slap hats on, we slap clothes on, we slap sunscreen on from the moment we go out, and there are higher and higher factors, which means that no vitamin D is coming across in our bodies. This is a particularly big problem in northern climates like ours, where there isn't a great deal of sunlight in winter.
Nevertheless, there has to be a balance between protecting yourself from the sun and getting too much of it. So how do you find that balance and ensure you've got enough vitamin D?
The good suggestion is to sit outside in the morning. Early morning sunlight is really good for you before the sun rays become dangerous, and sit out there for half an hour to an hour and get sunlight. And that includes on winter days. And just spending a little bit of time outside and not baking in the sun. I mean, there's a great difference between getting sunlight and sitting there in a bikini slathered with oil and sitting out there trying to turn your skin a different color. That's very different from probably the basis and use of sunlight. But they have found in studies showing that people who spend at least 2 or 3 hours a day in the sun are about a third less likely to develop things like multiple sclerosis. And that a combination of a diet rich in vitamin D and exposure to many days of sunlight per year also results in lower prevalences of MS in populations living up in the north, such as those in Scandinavia. So there's all kinds of illnesses related to low levels of vitamin D, which would suggest that the real missing vitamin in our modern lifestyle is the sun.
So if the sun isn't the problem, then why is it that we're getting skin cancer? And why is it that there seems to be this link between too much exposure to the sun and getting cancer?
Well, I think the problem is a combination of inappropriate use of the sun. I think you have to increase your exposure very, very carefully instead of just baking. The second problem has to do with the sunscreens themselves. There's been some evidence showing that chemicals in sunscreens may be causing cancer and not the sun itself. So the other suggestion is using natural sunscreens, the ones with the fewest amount of chemicals.
If vitamin D is so important then, is it possible to actually have too much of the stuff?
Oh, yes. And this is one thing you have to watch out about. You won't overdose from sunlight because the body has its own regulating mechanism, but you could overdose with excessive amounts of supplements. Now, you can get things like kidney stones, a systemic disease called sarcoidosis that can result from overdosing. And very high amounts of vitamin D can actually be poisonous. Deaths have been caused in the U.S. by milk that's been accidentally overfortified with vitamin D, because, of course, vitamin D is put in milk now. So one of the safest ways to get vitamin D, particularly in the winter times, is good old-fashioned cod liver oil. I mean, in Norway, the day still begins for almost everyone, man, woman, and child, with a spoonful of this stuff. And it's very rich in vitamins A and D. It's supposed to make up for the fact that for a large part of the year, many Norwegians see very little sunshine and can't make enough vitamin D. So that's probably the safest way to do it. It's been, again, a tried and tested method that's been used over many generations, and it still works.
From What Doctors Don't Tell You, that's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.